Okay, so although we did go a little bit off into tangents last week, the main goal was to try to establish the gather of the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, and that Rambam, and there are those that put that emphasis on it, to know that there must exist a being who is absolute, in his essence, absolutely one. There's an additional section of the Rambam which we discussed, which is the halacha about Moshe Rabbeinu, which I'll try to go more into today, but and the Galgal, he seems to say that a person has to have a haychacha, that it must be so, and the Galgal is the haychacha, that there must be, the fact that the Galgal moves the way that it does is the haychacha. Others put a dogesh on a proof. Yeah, sorry. So other commentators put an emphasis on understanding the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, that it means that the power with which Hashem runs and operates the world is the only power that there is. Even when to us it may seem as if there are there's a force of evil, and that there are entities and forces that seem to be working counter to what we would intuit to be the plan and the purpose of God in the world, nevertheless we need to understand that there's the only energy that runs the entire system is the energy that Hashem infuses into the system, and that through, again, a complex discussion about the mechanics of how evil came into existence at all, and what its function is, and how he operates it and governs it. But the fact of the matter is that all of it, Tov and Ra, is all being kept in existence and run. In addition to all the entities that there are and all the laws that govern them, all by the same one singular power, even though to us intellectually and certainly to the ancients that was a very, very difficult concept to live with, and there are still religions today that take a very different approach to how to deal with what we see, these counter forces. Nevertheless, our belief, our tradition is that there is only one singular absolute power that is running and operating everything. These are the two basic approaches to Yichud Hashem. Both of them, as we left off last week, both of them, however, leave you, and I believe that this is a very good introduction to this week's discussion, both of them leave you with a description of the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem where he exists as an absolute one being, and the power that runs out of creation is his singular power, and that runs everything and operates everything in a somewhat mysterious and majestic way. But he exists, and there's a creation, and we're here inside of this creation, and we still say Hashem Echad, and there's room within saying Hashem Echad, whatever that means, whichever those two approaches you take to it, there's still room for me to exist here, to be the one who perceives and says Hashem Echad, which means that we're working, so to speak, with an understanding of Yichud Hashem. The commentators, the Rishonim, that Yichud Hashem does not demand that we look at Hashem, so to speak, beyond the system of creation, or try to do that which the human mind is almost quote unquote incapable of doing. Although there may be in between what we're talking about now and what is categorically impossible, there may be gradations of further depth of understanding and a threshold where our minds could potentially probe deeper. That would be a question, how far do we need to go? And the reason why we're bothered by that question is because we hear Margalobapume, people have this gem that they walk around with today, now that the Kabbalistic teachings and you know, Hasidus and many, many others, including the Talmidei HaGra and others who have written about the deeper understanding of the unity of Hashem, there is a right. There's a more prevalent understanding out there that Ein Od Milvadai Mamish. There's nothing but Hashem, and that can lead us into perhaps an understanding which is very difficult for us to live with, which is I'm not here, the table's not here, the chair's not here. Everything is there's just Hashem. Yeah.
Are we independent of Hashem?
Are we dependent?
Independent.
Certainly, we're not independent from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, either in the sense that you know, like the Rambam says already in Anoichi, he's mechuyev hametzias. Our existence is dependent upon his, not right. That's a foundation. It can't be any other way. And if you understand that the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem is that the Hashem's singular power is the only power, so in terms of just being able to exist, we are certainly dependent on Hashem. There's just no other way. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no way other way around it. But the question is, I think, not are we dependent or independent, but you know, what does the Torah want from us in terms of how we relate to our existence in the presence of Hashem? And I think more on an internal level is more of the point where I'd like to bring it to. Within my own being, how do I relate to myself in relationship to Hashem? That is really the central question. Of course, we're dependent on Him. We need Him, right? The Torah tells us He created the universe, Yesh Me'ayin, and in order to do that, of course, right, He's Mechuyev HaMetzias, He must exist. That's what the Rambam is talking about over there in the first halacha. But is there a point at which I can come to a situation where in within myself I can experience less and less distance, and maybe not even a sense of pirud, a point of real contact with Hashem, that where the boundaries of my identity or my existence start to, you know, take on less significance than they do when I wake up in the morning and I think of myself. I'm here, I know who I am, I know what I can do, I know what I'm good at, I know what I'm bad at, I have a perception of who I am and where I am in the world and what my responsibilities are, and I'm very defined as a person. And we grow up, you know, our parents reinforce our identity and they strengthen it, and we go out into the world and we fight for our own existence and we strengthen our identity. Yeah, but maybe if we were to look at it in black and white terms, but a question of a progression towards being able to experience a lessening and a mitigation and a little bit of a cleansing of some of those boundaries of definition that we give ourselves, perhaps we could get closer to an understanding of what Yichud Hashem is really about. I think that's what the Rambam is talking about in the halacha with the Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be able to have the type of relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is to be able to relate to this being the way that being would relate to himself, right? To be able to be on the level of transcending this physical world to a degree where I can experience a closeness and a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where my perception of Him is more real because my perception of self is not as distorted as it was before. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have this type of closeness and this type of relationship with Hashem, and every neshama wants that. So, you know, we have two sides of a spectrum. We have on one side the Meforshim explaining to us that the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, in the simple and basic definition of the mitzvah, is to live within this world and within the framework of creation, but to relate to Hashem in a certain way as a being and to His power a certain way. But, you know, we have, I'll give you an example. We have a teaching that's brought down from the Zohar, right, that says that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's Yichuda Ilah, that's the higher unity. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Ve'ed, that's Yichuda Tata, that's the lower unity. And this concept we say every day in Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And you know, do we ever consider what the words actually mean? And according to the deeper meaning, right, the secret of the Torah, there's even a deeper meaning than even what we would conceive, because we would say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means what the Mefarshim in the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem told me to think. Hashem is one, and His power is the only power that runs the world, and that's what I'll say, and I'll be Mamlech Hashem in the world in that way, as being that unique type of being, and that His power is the central power. And Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is saying it in other terms, right? It's a way of saying that His Malchus is shoylet in the world, and it's a kind of a melding together of a basic presentation of that, you know, our affirmation of Yichud Hashem. But according to the Zohar, that's not what's going on at all. There's a deeper concept of the unity of Hashem that the Mefarshim in the Rambam and the other basic commentators did not explain to us. It's a sight. So I want to, before we get to really understanding what we would be thinking about if we were going to even try that, but I want to take one step back. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, right? We say it every day. Yeah, Ve'adata hayoyim b'hashivoysa el lovecha ki Hashem hu ha'alekim einoid milvada. We say it right many times a day. This pasuk, it's an aleinu. We say it many, many times. It's Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah, but right, what do the words mean? What do the words in the Torah mean? Right, V'yadata Hayom, you'll know today, V'ashivoysa Levecha, to be Meshiv al Alev, to integrate and to internalize it, contemplate it. Ki Hashem, Yudke Vavke, Hu Ha Elikim, He is Elikim, Baal HaKoychais Kulam, the one who is running creation. Yudke Vavke, He is Elohim, and that's strange. Why we would need to say that? Well, what might I have thought otherwise? Einoid Movadoi. Now, Einoid Movadoi. Again, Einoid Movadoi. You could learn Einoid Movadoi. There's no other being like Him in that sense, the Absolute One. Or there's no other power running the world. And Hashem Hu HaElokim is a way of saying that this being who is beyond time and space, beyond creation, who is an absolute one, Hu HaElokim, He is the one who is in fact running this system of many forces and entities that looks like there's many, many powers and many, many entities in creation. The fact is it's all run by this one power. We could learn Pshat in the Pasuk according to the basic commentaries and according to the basic pshat. Now the Chovas HaLevavos in Shari Yichud brings this pasuk, and he says, from here we learn that there's a chiyu from the Torah to be ma'ayin in the unity of Hashem. And it's understood over there, if you read it, it's clear, he means to be able to prove it philosophically, like what the Rambam is talking about. In the Galgal, but he doesn't use the Galgal, he uses other means to prove it. I don't think that is the Masorah and Klal Yisrael of how to be Mekayim that Pasuk. I'm just bringing it down. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva brings this Pasuk. He says, this is in Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Simen Yad Zayin, he writes that the Pasuk is teaching a Chiyuv Hizboinenus in Gedulasa Yisborach. So see, he counts it as a separate mitzvah. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a separate mitzvah. Now, we wouldn't have a question on the other Moniha mitzvahs. Why didn't you mention it? There are rules of when you count a mitzvah and when you don't count a mitzvah. Yeah, it wouldn't bother me that I don't find in the Rambam or in the Ramban or in the other countings this, right? It's not uncommon to find many things in the Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva that are counted as mitzvahs min HaTorah that are not counted by the other money on mitzvahs. He had different rules for how to count the mitzvahs. Could be that it's understood by the other Mani HaMitzvahs as a prat of a bigger mitzvah, the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem or the mitzvah of Anoichi, one or the two. But the Pasuk is teaching me that the Torah is demanding of me that I'm misboinein in Gedulasa Yisborach. Okay. Now we're talking about something else. This is not, I have to know and maybe be able to prove or affirm that there exists such a being. We're beyond that now. In the Rabbeinu Yoina, we're for sure beyond just being able to say that we believe that there exists such a being, or that to affirm that his power is the power, the singular power that runs creation. We have to contemplate Gedulasa Yisborach. We have to think about him and contemplate him. Him. Yeah? Now, this terminology is brought in many of the Sfarim. The Tanya, for example, has, right, over and over and over again, those who've delved into, right, the Mahalach of the Bala Tanya and other Sifrei Chasidus, to be mizboinein in Gedulasa Yisborach is an avoida. They've made an avoida out of it. You're supposed to sit. Quite frankly, I think the Rambam also says a person, at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, he says a person is supposed to set aside time to think about, to contemplate ideas that are Maidia Loi Eskainoi. He said, a person has to set aside time to think about ideas that are Maidia Loi Eskainoi. But aside from that, right, it's clearly, right, been made into an avoida to be Mizboinein Begdulasa Yisborach. And they've added in the Baal Tanya, he says to be misboinein in the Gedulas Ha'ein Soif Baruch, meaning to contemplate this being that we are describing. Now, what would Toelis could there possibly be in trying to contemplate a being that's beyond our ability to understand? But the Rabbeinu Yoina, we could perhaps say, he means to contemplate that which we could understand, the things that Hashem does, his drachim, right, the various expressions of Hashem, his hashgacha. Yeah, the only problem is it says gedulasoi yisborach, which is, it's hard to, and the Rabbeinu Yoina also mentions in another place an obligation to remember the nisim that Hashem did and the niflois that Hashem did, and to be mishabeach him for those nisim and niflois. It's a bit schwer to say that he doesn't mean trying to understand what we can understand. And so, immediately, I think that we're forced.
It's like Akela Godoy, who is the Akela Godoy, who means Hashem is a chesed.
I agree, right? I agree.
The Lot is Borach is the Chasde Hashem, which applies to the world.
Yeah, I understand. Just around there. Just
Chasde Hashem, meaning the Lot is to mean.
We could try to be doicha and say that. The only problem is that the Rabbeinu Yoina writes in another place that a person has to, right, be mizboinein in chasdoi and be mishabeach him for chasdoi, and that's separate from this. So I just, it's difficult. You have to go through the Rabbeinu Yoina there. It's difficult to be matchik that he's saying the same thing over again.
Chasdoi can mean the chesed which applies to a person in private.
It could be, right? One thing's for sure. Even if we could be madche, the koach of the Rabbeinu Yoina, right? What it says in Tanya, right? We can't. You could say that's not our derech. It's fine. I have no problem. But there is at some point an understanding that we have to try to be mizboinein and understand this being. Yeah. Wherever we're going to be mad to, right? There exists as part of our, right, as part of our Jewish world today, legitimate and significant thinkers that hold that a person has to try to understand this being, right, and to make a stab at it. Now, I'll say more than that. You'll say, oh, it's just a Hasidic zach, yeah. So if you open up the Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Gimel, it's clear, right, that he's trying to take a position. It would be better, he writes, it would be better if we didn't have to talk about these things. Yeah. Aval shavti v'risi, he writes, shekachai yapalhem l'fi darasem. It was better in those generations not to talk about these things and not to think about these things. There's been many days without any teacher, without anyone to guide us. People just do whatever they want. But people just think about whatever they want all day. And everybody knows that everybody's a bucky in this stuff. They spend so much time on it, trying to understand it. Even kids, children, youngsters are drawn to it. The Kamas Zahirus Yisera, how dangerous and how careful do we therefore need to be? If we're going to be noyeg in maisa lefi this machshava of enoid mavadai mamish, which he says is the kavanas atayra, it's the kavanas atayra al pisoy, that is the kavanas atayra. But the entire Torah, all the mitzvahs and all the maisim that it says in the Torah, everything is mevusas, it's all based on living as a creature who has at least an experience of having some sense of ability to choose for themselves and think for themselves, and we exist within a creation. And so even if al pi soy there is a concept of Eina Novada, which is true al pi Torah, the fact is that all of Torah and mitzvahs are based on the assumption or the perspective of looking at ourselves as creations who exist within a creation, who are trying to relate to the Creator. That's the format of Torah mitzvahs. And if you lose that framework, if you lose that, Torah mitzvahs are out the window. Bechira Chavshis is out the window. Yeah, everything goes out the window. And he was very, very concerned that people would be drawn to have less and less careful, fulfillment of the mitzvahs, and lose these boundaries. If a person goes around with Einoid Melvade, Ein Melvade all day long, and there's only Hashem, so he could lose many yisoidas atara. Uvenekal yuchal hilache chasushon bereshas ayetzer. The Yitzhar could get him. Sheyer loy hetera al pi machshav bezu derech mashal aharher b'divrei Torah b'shat nefesh af mikamis atunav. Person could now say, the Einoid Melvada, Hashem is everywhere. So what difference does it make if I think Torah in the bathroom or not in the bathroom? Leis aser pani mine. It's a lashon in the Zohar. Leis aser, but there's no place that's pani from him. He's everywhere. So he was very concerned. V'harazal hifligu b'zeh ma'oid v'karsuhu beruah kachon. Someone who does that is chay of kares min yosh lechelik loyla mahamboa shebekal ki dvar Hashem basa. Chazal b'feirish hold that such a person is oivar on such a terrible thing, ki dvar Hashem basa, if he thinks Torah in the bathroom. Mele nishma seifei dahai kro, he kares, etc. He goes on. But yet he wrote an entire shar being miyashev the dvarim al pi nechoinam. And he says, I'm not going to go through all of his lashonis, but he says that a person who's a chacham umevin midaitai, a person who's a balanced person and has learned and is founded. So he says, from time to time, ratzoi v'shoiv. He uses a language from the Sefer Yetzirah, ratzoi v'shoiv, in and out, to have a moment of just an awareness of Einoid Melvada, just to allow that thought to pass in the head for a moment, that there literally is nothing other than Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ratzoi v'shoiv, shuv l'makayim, back to the original foundations. So he says that can be mo'il. It can help a person to daven with more kavana, which is a toelis, a very important toelis and it can be malhiv the lev to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with greater hislahavus. And so, again, for a certain people in a certain position and a certain time, with a tremendous amount of zahirus, ratzay b'shoiv, just to touch upon the concept without spending time, you know, just delving deeper and deeper into it, that's called imratz libcha. If your heart runs away, shuv lamaka, and you have to go back to the original basic foundation that Hashem is the creator, and I live inside the creation, and the whatever the kavanah of Einoid Mavada will be, it will be one where it goes back to the more basic commentators, like we said. So, again, we have a mitzvah of hisboinenus. We have a mitzvah of hisboinenus in Gedulasa Yisborach. There are those that take it to mean that a person has to try to understand deeper and deeper and deeper. And even though there is danger, so, you know, a person should still try to be kaveya. L'mashal, Reb Tzadok HaKoyen writes, I'll read a little bit, just a tiny bit of it. It's kedai to hear someone say it, because you'll never hear anyone else say it. But it's kedai just to see what's out there. The Maimra Kos of Sha'al Na Utsivu a Mitzvah Saseh, which he learned that it's a Mitzvah Saseh and a person to learn Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Merkava. In Kain Choiva al Kol Echad Likvoya Laitim Lihisasek Binyanim Halalu, O Bilvad Bilchiburim Hayiduim Shemachabrem Hayuanashim Gidoil Vire Hashem Be'emes. Shemitoichem hu makir es misha amar v'haya ha'olam kafi ha'roi lo mitzad masha hu nivra v'yasik gam ken yichud ha'amiti derech ha'muna al kolpon. So a person should be koveya itim to be oisek in these inyanim, to learn only chibur vetted, properly vetted chiburim, books that are properly vetted by authors who we know for sure were Yirei Hashem be'emes. Because that Asik can bring a person at least derech emunah, even if he doesn't fully understand the mara that they're describing, nevertheless, right, the vision that they're describing, which is a spiritual vision, it'll be mashrish in a person's heart the emunas hayichud. So, right, should a person learn the Sfarim HaKadoshim? Should a person, right, is it just something, yeah, we don't do that, right? Is it easy? Is it something that a person can just slough off and say, I don't have any obligation to be Isaac in that aspect of the limud of Torah and to go deeper into it at all? I'll leave that as a question for you to decide. Some would say that, you know, it would, like the mashmos of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, it would have been better if we didn't have to get to such a matzav, maybe, or at least not at that point in history. But now that everybody is a bucky in it, and everybody has a chuka, and the lashinas are all over the place, it's better that we have a chibur that lays it out clearly of how to go about it. And read this, right? Read this, he says. Spend time trying to understand this. I've been miyashev al mechayna, all the maimarei chazal, all the soidas, all the inyanim that relate to this. It's better, right, if you're already in such a massive, it's better to read a sefer that is vetted and that is laying out at least an approach that where you'll get a proper foundation in it and you'll be safe. Right? Now, that doesn't mean that he agrees with Reb Tzadok HaKoyen that it's a mitzvah milchatchila, choyv al kol adam, to go now be oisik in all the svarim, right? That akedekach, but there is such a thing in Reb Tzadok HaKoyen, nevertheless. That does explain why, perhaps, the cultural differences amongst the Hasidim, they spend a lot of time learning Torah derech hanister. They invest a lot more time in these writings, and they, you know, they try to go into every mitzvah and the tikkunim that are being made by every mitzvah. And he says over there that all of it is with this intention. That's what they're trying to do, to just experience more and more of the true yichud of Hashem, a lessening of the distance and the pirud that there is between us and Him. That our mitzvah should actually create true devek, and that the inner being of a person should have a closer and closer feeling of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's their goal. That's the aim, right? You know, our way is more Al Pi, the Derech HaNigla, the revealed Torah. And when I say our way, I'm speaking of the Litvisha Torah world. But you know, that is to, you know, to spend more time and more emphasis in Nigla. And you know, again, it could be that for a chachim who maybe midaitai, there's more of what to talk about, at least ratzai v'shaiv. An additional point that comes out in aside from the mitzvah of his boinenus begedulasai, learning about it, trying to have a deeper understanding of it, kriya shma, ratzai v'shaiv, which, you know, he suggests for some people in the Nefesh HaChaim. There's also what the Chinuch says about the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, that in addition to it being a mitzvah, it's also the siba for why there's a chiyuv to be Meiser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. He writes this, right, the Sefer HaChinuch, he writes this in the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, if I'm not mistaken, that the reason why a Jew has to give his life al Kiddush Hashem, if in the circumstances of Hilchus Kiddush Hashem that the halacha demands it, is because at that point, lama lo chayim, if I have to live my life as a statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the true essence of how He exists, and the true essence of how He created the world and His plan and purpose for it, if I have to live my life as a statement that I don't believe that, lama lo chayim. And so Yichud Hashem, that Hashem is the one being who is categorically worth giving your life for, because He is the source from which everything begins, and there's not literally nothing above Him or anything that could exist without Him. So that becomes the siba for the chiyuv to be mekadesh shem shemayim when the halacha dictates that it's so. It's not just the halacha of Kiddush Hashem. According to the Chinuch, you would say, well, yeah, there's v'chai b'hem, and then there's the gimel chamuras. But what's the siba behind the gimel chamuras? Yeah, what's the underlying siba behind the gimel chamuras? Why, right? Why the gimel chamuras? What's the siba behind it? Why does a yid have to give their life? Really, the truth is, it's the other way around. You would have had to been meiser nefesh for everything in the whole Torah, for every lav in the Torah. If not for v'chai b'hem, a person would have to give their life not to break Shabbos. A person would have to give their life not to eat chazer. A person would have to give their life not to do anything keneged ritzayim. The chai b'hem ends up being a leniency for us. Really, I should have b'shoresh. A person should have to give their life not to go keneged ritzayim yisborach, and even, you know, even on the tiniest prat. But we have giluyim from Chazal that there's no chai b'hem on the gimel chamuras. So, but what's the siba behind why a yid has to give their lives not to be over an averu be'etzim? Yeah. So that's what the Chinuch is saying. It's because of Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem, therefore, all Mesiras Nefesh, not only to give your life, I would venture to say, giving your life is the ultimate, but all Mesiras Nefesh, therefore, boils down. Why try harder? Why push? Why sacrifice my own personal comforts in any area of life where I could just cruise along in life, basically get by and manage to be Mekayim Torah and Mitzvahs, you know, more or less the way that they need to be done? Why push harder? Why be Meiser Nefesh? Why stand up when it's difficult? And why not just, you know, try to bump along in life? Why try so hard? Why push so hard? Why be Meiser Nefesh? Even if you're not giving your life, yeah, why be Meiser Nefesh? And it's the same reason, really, because this is, if not for this, lama li chayim, what am I doing here? What's the point of being alive at the end of it all? Yeah? If it's just for me, or if it's just for some lower purpose, then lama li chayim. Again, we're back to the same issue. The neshama yearns and knows that there is this truth, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists beyond time and space, and He is the source from which everything emanates, and at the end of the day, the fact is that the neshama wants, that's what the Baal HaTanya says, even Kalei Kalim and Poishe Yisrael, Al Aroi, will give their lives Al Kiddush Hashem. Why? They don't know anything about Hashem. Why are they giving their lives? Because it's L'mala Me'atam V'Adas. The neshama knows that this is the reality of creation, and any other description or any other explanation that tries to cloud that is total sheker. And if I have to make a decision to live my life as a form of an absolute statement of I am a shakran, I am a I believe in sheker, I am shakran, a person can't do it. The neshama will force the person to be mavatal themselves. That's the understanding. This is the root. Now, I'll read you one other little thing that comes out. These are just some of the things that, as I understand it, some of the prongs of Yichud Hashem in our lives, something a lot of people aren't aware of. He brings, this is in the Nefesh Chaim Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Beis, he brings, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einoid Milvadoi, in the famous Maisa with Rabbi Hanina. There was a sorceress who was trying to get dirt from underneath his mattress so she could cast a spell on him, and he found out that she was doing it, and he says to her, go ahead, take it. Einoid Movada Ksiv Afilu Dvar Kshafim, right? Then Frek the Gemara, but what is the word Kshafim? Kshafim means Shemakishim Famalia Shomalia, right? Famalia Shomalia, that Kishuf actually has the ability to manipulate the forces of Tuma and the world, which he explains, he has a long explanation. Hashem organized the force, the koichos of Tuma, to be higher in the hierarchy, if you were to look at the world as a system, higher in the hierarchy of than the kochavim u'mazalos that operate nature, the natural order. And so if a person knows how to, with sorcery, they can actually manipulate the koichos hatuma, which in turn can then have a hashpa on the kochavim u'mazalos. And so the Gemara says, how could Rabbi Hanina have said such a thing? So the Gemara says, Shiny Rabbi Hanina, the Nefesh HaSchusa, he had tremendous schus. So the Nefesh HaChaim asked, but certainly Rabbi Hanina, right, he wasn't saying take the dirt Einoid Milvada Ksiv because he was sure that his schuyos would save him. That's not, that was, the Gemara could say that about why Hashem maybe would do it for Rabbi Hanina, but you can't say that was his kavanah. So he explains. Vada Shalohaya Matzik Atzma Rabbi Hanina the Nefesh Schusei Kolkach. Ella Shahu Yisbar Kava, rather, hold on one second. V'lechein gam Rabbi Hanina lo shebotach al schus kedushas kairasai. He wasn't, right, just trusting that schus taras kedushas kairasai was going to save him. U'maizim ha-merubim. Rak sheyodav ashir b'nafshai. He knew, and he was mishayar b'nafshai, shezois ha-emuna kavua b'libo la-amita. He knew that he was totally and completely in the inner core of his being, living with Einoid Milvada. He knew that about himself. Forget his mitzvahs and his maisim tovim. He knew that by me, it is Einoid Milvada. That is the reality of the world in which I live. That he knew about himself. That's what he teaches. She'einoid Milvada is work shum koya klal. V'hidbik atzmai b'kedushas machshavtai l'bala koychas kulam. He was madbik himself with the kedushas of machshava to the bala koychas kulam. Then Kanshum Shlita, he put himself in a reality which is higher than the Kaiches Atuma. He attached himself, the source, right, there's Kaichavim Mazos, there's the natural world, then above that there's the Kaiches Atuma, and above that there's Einoid Milvada. He attached himself to the reality that's even higher than the Kaiches Atuma. That's what it says. Ube'emes u'inyan, listen to these words of the Nefesh HaChaim. Ube'emes u'inyan gadol u'sgula nifla, this is an inyan gadol and a sgula. Lahaser ulavato me'olav kol dinin urutsoines acherim Shalo yuchlu lishlat boy v'lo yasal shum roshim klal. This is a segula for me. That's what it says over here. It's a segula for every person, potentially, if you can do it, if you can pull it off. If you can manage to live with it, right, and connect yourself to that reality, then it's a segula. Kishadam koveya b'libay leymar, halay Hashem hu alakim amiti, ve'ein od mavadi yizborach shum koch ba'olam, v'akom mole rakach dusay ha'pashut, u'mavata b'libay bitul gamur, ve'ein ha'mashgiyah klal shum koch v'ratzen ba'olam. He doesn't think or care about anything else at that moment. U'mashabed u'madabek torah machshata, he just totally subjugates himself rak la'odon yachi baruchu to Hashem. Kain yaspik hu yizborach b'yadai lifolo shum davar klal, right? So Kain yaspik hu yizborach b'yadai shum emeli is batlu me'al of ka'a koichis. Hashem will, right, in turn be mavata all the koichis. It's a segula. He's saying you can use ein oid mavadai as a segula to be meisiru mavata me'alecha koichis dinin ritzayna sacherim, that they shouldn't be able to be shaylan on you. That's one, right, one point. Now, aside from Einoid Melvadoi, which is, right, that's, this is a reason to, right, to work more on trying to, you know, strengthen ourselves in this area, aside from just affirming that we believe in a Hashem who is an absolute one, and aside from affirming that the power that runs creation, everything in it is this one singular power of Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Einoid Melvadoi means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my reality, and when a person lives more and more and more connected within the internal being of themselves to this reality, they can actually transcend. They can actually transcend. You can change the situation of your life, of what's happening to you, of what's going on, through connecting yourself to a different level of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One where you start to look at the external world around you that we've become so comfortable with, as, you know, all the things we think we understand, right? You know, there's the government and there's the Haredim and there's this and there's that. Or in a person's own individual life, right? There's me and my boss or my Parnassa problem, and then, you know, how am I going to have a bank account with this amount of money in it or that, or all these things that, you know, we look at the external world in which we live, we become very, very connected to this reality as the reality in which we're living. And Einoid Melvadoi can take a person, it's a segula, it can take a person to a whole different level of existence with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything can change. It's a segula nifla, as I state, it's a nefesh achayim. It's very hard to, you know, to say that we don't hold of. Even if we're not going to learn the Sfarim, and we're not going to try to develop our relationship with Einoid Melvadoi in the way that in the Derech HaChassidim. Fine. But at least this, right? At least this let's take. Yeah? In addition to the Ratzai V'Shoayv of Kriya Shema, which I would suggest, you know, that we could strive for. Also, the Das Tvunas talks about, you know, Rabbi Akiva, Kol Maidar Avid Rachmana L'Tavu the Avid. In terms of, the Gemara says, when a person sees Yisurim coming upon him, Yifash Beish B'Mayishav, V'Yimash Beish B'Mayishav. These are also subcategories of living with the unity of Hashem. When Yisurim happened to me, how do I relate to it? Do I get mad and upset and complain and get frustrated and take it out on other people? Or do I tie everything back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem is sending me a message. The Yisurim are a message. How can I be metaken? This is living with Yichud Hashem. These inyanim of Yifash Beish B'Maisav, and the inyan of Kol Maidav Rachmana L'Tavu Dav Gamzu L'Toiva, that it says Mefurish, and then in the Das Tavunas, the Ramchal writes, these are inyanim of a deeper avoida of working with Yichud Hashem, not just as affirmations or beliefs, but as a living and thriving avoida that we're working on all the time to try to strengthen within ourselves. And I would suggest that, again, if we're to look at it as a spectrum of Einoid Melvadoi Mamash, there literally is nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing else exists, and the situation that we're in right now, where we are here in this creation, living in this lower world, so to speak, where we are, it's not black and white. There's a spectrum. There's a spectrum where my perception of myself my perception of the world around me, my perception of Hashem and His role in that can slowly change, and right, I can be in a different situation in terms of the way Hashem deals with me. We can be in a different situation in terms of the way Hashem deals with us. And it has to do with growing in this mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, not just leaving it as affirmations and beliefs, but trying to integrate it in some of the ways that our sages and our Rebbeim have laid out for us.